Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening. I don't know if you can hear me. This is my first time, so I'm on my maiden voyage. But I want to welcome you to the next phase with Ice and Friends. And I'll give you the call-in number if you have a chance. You want to give us a call. It's 347-945-7040. 347-945-7040. Anyway, let me give you a brief description of what Sister Sassy helped me develop as an introduction to the show. It is that this show addresses community concerns in regard to designing ways members in communities can increase their abilities to acquire more income for themselves, for one thing. In addition to that, methods to address increasing political strength and impact. It'll also be featured. Financial enhancement, increasing political strength and impacting and impact, strength and impact, and improving possibilities for combining efforts with others who have similar interests. All these and more poignant concerns approached in an entertaining format. We're going to have some musical segments on occasion and interesting guests, as well as questions and comments from our listening audience. That's you. And if you have an interest in improving situations for our youth, and some of those interests might be STEM and incarceration estimates for minority members of this society, reassessing the significance of spiritual impact in our society, investigating the best possible means of boosting knowledge, of improving our health, as well as many other pertinent topics too numerous to mention at the present time, please join us. And if you have an opportunity and you want to give us a call, you can call us at 347-945-7040. And I think I have a call from 214, area code 214. Let me see if I can get you on the air right quick. Hello, can you hear me? Area code 214. Can you hear me? Looks like I'm having some difficulties here. I'm not sure what to do with this. Volume, maybe? Let's see. I'm not going to be able to get this caller on the air for some reason. I have to check into how I can better facilitate making these calls available to you. I thought I could do it with this method. Let's see. There must be something I'm doing wrong. Anyway, I hope that you can. I hope that you will bear with me, because this will be the first of hopefully several shows. But 214, appreciate you giving us a call. We also have a chat room here for those of you who might be able to find that available to you on the Blog Talk Radio site. And if you want to get in there, I think I can see you there and answer some of your questions. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out how to get this caller on, but I'm not able to do it. I have to get with the individuals who run this program, and I'll see if I can't get a better handle on doing this. But anyway, some of the things that I want to discuss, and hopefully you get a chance if you're not able to find me by way of the phone. We'll try to work it through the chat room. Brother T is in the chat room. How you doing? Can you hear me, Brother T? And I will tell you, Brother T is my son. He's in California, and he's a licensed minister out there. And I'm glad to see you. Really appreciate you being here. Am I getting out, Brother T? I'm not sure if I'm even getting out right now. So, okay. Brother T.L. Harris from Dallas-Fort Worth area, he said he's going to reboot. But anyway, some of the things that I thought about discussing today, if you have an opportunity, you might go in the chat room here. And it's at Blog Talk Radio, same site. And let me see if I can pull that up again. Yeah, here it is. You know, this thing worked so smooth for me the other day. Let's I'm typing to him, and now it seems like I'm having a problem with it. There's a guest, number 2863. Thank you for joining us here on Ice and Friends. And but anyway, some of the topics that I want to discuss with you tonight, and it may be just a dialogue, and I hope you'll forgive me for it. Hopefully by next week at this time, it'll be Thursdays, 5 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Yeah, my son, he can hear me, or he can see. Can you hear me? Let me see. Anyway, it'll be 5 to 6 Central Standard Time here in Texas. And, no, he can't hear me. Dang, what am I doing wrong here? Okay, let's see. We're going to work this out. We're going to work through this somehow. Oh, wait. Okay. Can you hear me now? T.L. Harris. Be right back. Okay. I don't know if I'm getting out even, but if not, I'll work on this, and I'll make sure that I have it straight. But I'll keep it going this evening, and hopefully I'll get worked through some of these issues that I'm having with this phone service. And let's see. Got one caller here, a host. Play. Ah, so crazy. I thought I had this all figured out, but obviously I don't. And if you'll bear with me, we'll do this. The player's still buffering. And I want to welcome guest 2893 and everybody that's listening in. I hope you're having a chance to listen in. Some of the issues, like I say, that I wanted to discuss this evening were one of the questions that I wanted to ask was, turn on moderate chat mode. One of the questions that I wanted to ask was, how important do you think that politics is important in your life? You know, and if so, if you can join me in the chat room, there is another guest. Guest number 2902, thanks for joining us. But anyway, if you can hear me, I hope you can. I understand that it's going through a buffering mode or something like that. But anyway, I want to know if you feel that politics have any importance or significance in your life, in your community. And the reason that I'm asking this is that, you know, I believe in God, and I believe I'm a Christian individual. I mean, I have a Christian faith. I don't necessarily live a completely Christian life, but I believe and trust in God. And I understand that God's going to have a real tremendous significant importance on our lives. But I think immediately that there has to be some interest for us in politics and what we're able to do with those political situations. And that's my opinion, and I'm wondering what is actually your opinion. If you feel as though we should have any interest in the political arena, and if so, if you'll just let me know, by joining the chat room, or, well, since I can't answer any calls, and that's really, this causes a great deal of dismay for me. Let's see. Oh, boy, I wish I knew how to correct this. But anyway, if you have any ideas or beliefs or positions or perspectives that you'd like to share with me in the chat room, please feel free to do so. And I'll be working on this how to do the host call and how to get this all hooked up and how to take calls from the audience as soon as I'm able to get this thing straightened out. We'll do it. If I don't get it to work this time, we will definitely have it working by next week. That's a promise. I thought I had learned everything that there was to know in one run with Blog Talk Radio, which I think is an excellent opportunity for you to present any positions that you may have on any particular issues. And I'm really grateful that they allowed me the opportunity to present this program to you. And I've heard a lot of programs, and I really have been impressed with them. And but anyway, primarily my interest or persuasion is toward synergizing the our ethnic communities, and whatever your ethnicity is. It could be primarily African, people of African descent, or Hispanic, or it doesn't really matter. But I think we need to synergize our communities in order to come to a better representative form of media. And I don't think that we have that representative form of media right at this particular time. And so that's one of the reasons that I want to introduce this show to the market. Trying to communicate in the room here and in the chat room. And again, I wish I could get this phone to work right. Dang it. But unfortunately, I'm going to have some difficulties here. And but as I said before, we will be working toward getting this thing more functional, hopefully by this coming week. Whoa, wait a minute. I'm finding some things here that may be of some assistance to me. That's not going to do it. But anyway, if you are listening in and you care to join me on the chat site, because I'm not able to facilitate calls at this particular time, we will try to entertain any questions that you may have. If you can hear me, let me know in the chat room, and we'll try our best to communicate with you that way, since I can't get my switchboard working. And anyway, I have some stories that I would like to discuss with you if you can hear me. If not, this is just a trial run for me to practice my reading, I suppose. And some of the stories, one of the stories had to do with a friend of mine sent it, Beauty145 sent this story to me. It's a guy named Andrew M. Manis, and it says, "We are going to get over it." And where the story begins out, it's talking about is for much of the last 40 years, ever since America fixed its race problem, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts. It says, "We white people have been impatient with African Americans who continue to blame race for their difficulties. Often we have heard whites ask, why are African Americans finally going to get, when are they finally going to get over it?" And he says, "Now I want to ask, when are white Americans going to get over our ridiculous obsession with skin color? Recent reports that election spurs hundreds of race threats, crimes, Sarah Palin says it's time to reload, or Glenn Beck saying we all need to grab our guns and get ready, should frighten and infuriate every one of us, having grown up in this guy calls it Birmingham, Alabama in the 1960s. I remember overhearing an avalanche of comments about what many white classmates and their parents wanted to do to John and Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King. Eventually, as you may recall, in all three cases, someone decided to do more than talk the talk. Since our recent presidential election, to our eternal shame, we are once again hearing the same reprehensive talk I remember from my boyhood. And what I'm doing is reading an article by a guy named Andrew M. Manis that was referred to me by a friend of mine. Beauty 145 is the nick that she chooses to go by. And it says, as I continue on, we white people have controlled politics, life in the disunited colonies and United States for some 400 years on this continent. Conservative whites have been in power for 28 of the last 40 years. Even during the eight Clinton years, conservatives in Congress blocked most of his agenda and pulled him to the right. Yet never in that period did I read any headlines suggesting that anyone was calling for assassinations of President Nixon, Ford, Reagan, or either of the two Bushes. Criticize them, yes. Call for their impeachment, perhaps. But there were no bounties on their heads. And even when someone did try to kill Ronald Reagan, the perpetrator was a non-political mental case who wanted merely to impress Jody Foster. It says, but elect a liberal who happens to be black, and we're back in the 60s again. At this point in our history, we should be proud that we've proven what conservatives are always saying, that in America, anything is possible, even electing a black man as president. But instead, we now hear the school children from Maine to California talking about wanting to assassinate Obama. Fighting the urge to throw up, this guy says, I can only ask how long. How long before we white people realize we can't make our nation, much less the whole world, look like us? How long until we white people can, once and for all, get over this hell-conceived preoccupation with skin color? How long until we white people get over the demonic conviction that white skin makes us superior? How long before the white people get over our bitter resentments about being demoted to the status of equality? Demoted? This guy is phenomenal with this piece. Being demoted to the status of equality with non-whites. That's very interesting. Very interesting thought. How long before we get over our expectations that we should be at the head of the line merely because of our white skin? And how long we white people end our silence and call out our peers when they share the latest racial jokes in the privacy of our white-only conversations. Again, this guy's name is Andrew W. Manis. And to continue on with this article, I believe in free speech, but how long until we white people start making racists loudmouth as socially uncomfortable as we do flag burners? How long until the white people will stop insisting that blacks exercise personal responsibility, build strong families, educate themselves enough to edit the Harvard Law Review, and work hard enough to become president of the United States, only to threaten to assassinate them when they do? How long before we start living our true meaning of our creeds, the true meaning of our creeds, both civil and religious, that all men and women are created equal, and that red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in God's sight? Until November 4, 2008, I didn't believe this country would ever elect an African-American to the presidency. I still don't believe I'll live long enough to see us white people get over our racism problem. But here's his three-point plan, this guy Andrew Manis. He says, first, every day that Barack Obama lives in the White House that black slaves built, I'm going to pray that God and the Secret Service will protect him and his family from us white people. And second, he says, this Andrew Manis, I'm going to report to the FBI any white person I overhear saying saying in seriousness or jest anything of a threatening nature about President Obama. And his third point of his three-point plan was, third, I'm going to pray to live long enough to see America surprise the world once again when white people can, in spirit and truth, sing of our damnable color prejudice. He says, we have overcome. It takes a village to protect our president, is what this guy says. So that is a very poignant and interesting article. And have a name, don't have sound. Oh, wow. Wow. I hate I can't get the sound going for you guys. Yeah, wow. But I'll be working on it. So hopefully by next week I'll have this thing all together. And if you get any sound from me, please let me know. J.J. Walker. Yeah, if you have any sound at all, please let me know because I'm struggling trying to get the sound for you. But we're going to continue to work on it. We'll not give up. You hear me, Running Rose? How do you hear me and no one else hears me? Welcome to the room, Running Rose. Welcome to the room, J.J. Walker 42. Welcome to the room, Delightful T. Welcome to the room, Brother T. And welcome to the room, Guest 2902, Guest 2959. I really appreciate you joining me. And anyone else out there listening, I tried to get the phones working, and I, for some reason, lack of experience, lack of knowledge, whatever it may be, I'm having a real difficult time getting the phones running. Running Rose, thank you. I don't know how you're doing it, but do you have a show on Blog Talk Radio, Running Rose? If you do, how do I get in contact with you? And maybe you can help me out with, well, hug right back to you, Running Rose. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. What I'll be doing, I wish I could get my phones working. Running Rose, can you give me a call at 347-945-7040? 347-945-7040. And I don't know why I'm not able to, but I'll learn. I'm not going to be angry. I'll just have to take my time and learn. Just pay my dues. So, but anyway, no. Boy, oh boy. Let me get rid of that. And let's see, switchboard, there it is. No caller. Let's see. Anyway, I'm so sorry that I'm not able to get the phones to work correctly, and I hope that you'll join me in the chat room. If you can, I'll try to communicate with you there. And that's okay, Running Rose. No problem. Thank you for joining me. Brother T, can you hear me? Delightful T, can you hear me? No, obviously not. Guest 2902, can you hear me? Guest 2959, can you hear me? J.J. Walker 42, can you hear me? Running Rose, can you still hear me? I'm not sure why I'm not getting out, but we'll be working on it. We will be working on it. Can you hear me, Running Rose? I'm going to learn this thing one way or another. I'm committed to it now. But anyway, I'm so sorry that I'm not able to present this more professionally to you, and I so much appreciate you even taking time to give me the consideration to be a part of it. And as I said, we'll be working on this, and we'll try to get this thing straightened out, so that we'll be able to communicate with you, and please join me next week. It'll be next Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m., and we'll so look forward. And I'll try to make it up to you. All right, you can hear she's loud and clear. She says she can hear me. Wow, no one else can, I guess. Yeah, Running Rose, thank you. I appreciate your ears. That is really, really cool. I don't know how to – let me give you my email address, Running Rose. Send me an email if you don't mind sometime, and maybe you can help me out with this thing. Now, I'm kind of new to it, but this is my email address. There you go. Anyway, let me see. I'll try again with the phones. Oh, thank you, Running Rose. Same to you. Anyway, we'll try one more time with the phones. I know there's got to be a way. There has to be a way. Start a chat session. Maybe is that it? No? No, I already did that. So let's see. Chat window. Making a note. Okay, thank you. I wish that I was, I'm going to quit apologizing and falling all over myself. But I can't help but let you know that I really appreciate you even considering listening to me today, for those who can hear me. And for those who can't hear me, we will get this worked out. And I'm really impressed with Blog Talk Radio and their help network. They will help you. If you'll send them an email or something, they'll get back with you in a reasonable amount of time, and they'll provide you with the guidance, I think, that you need to have a successful show. And that's I think, what their intent is. And they have, like they say, millions of shows on here. So I'm just one of them, one of the millions. And my son, I was noticing my oldest daughter and my son having a discussion on Facebook the other day, and I think they're talking about getting them a show. You can hear, I think something on my hands keeps me from talking to you. Brother JJ, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for joining me. JJ, don't worry, bro. We will get this thing worked out. No. I'm just a guy, and I'm trying to do the best that I can, and I hope that I have something to offer. You know, if I have nothing more to offer than the friends that I've met, I've never really visually met any of you, but I've met you, except JJ. JJ knows me real well. He and I grew up together, and he's a lot younger than I am, and an excellent, wonderful guy, his sister, and I knew his whole family. He knows my whole family. So, but I've never met anyone offline that I've met online before. But if you will hang with me, I can promise you that I will get this thing figured out. JJ Walker there, are you in the metro area? JJ, is that where you are? Dallas-Fort Worth metro area? If not, then I don't know who you are. Running Rose, you are good with this chat stuff, I tell you. That's not, I'm just wondering. All right, can you hear me? JJ Walker 42? I think that's the same person. Yeah, you know I know who that is out there. That may not be JJ Walker. That may be his sister. And if either one or both, you know, love y'all and appreciate you. And thank you for checking me out. And, you know, just bear with me. This is my first shot at this. And hopefully the next time it'll be a lot better. You know. Yeah. I was talking with his sister today, as a matter of fact. So, you know, she's working on a project for our school reunion. Well, for the school reunion in our community there in the town that we grew up in. And she's going to have that in the metro area. And I'm not sure. It's going to be in the next month when that's going to take place. I'm trying to get this thing all worked out, and once I get it lined out where y'all can call me and stuff, and Brother T out there in California, out there in Cali style, where we can get this thing running. Rose, where are you, Running Rose, what state are you in? Running Rose is tearing me up with these icons. That's pretty cool. I like these icons on here. But we're going to work this thing out, and I guarantee you somehow or another it's going to get a little bit better. And I have some other friends that I invited from another chat site, and I'm really aggravated and angry that I can't get them in here, and I appreciate their consideration also. But as I say, we look forward to July 17th is when that reunion is going to be. We hopefully, Running Rose, where are you? What state are you in? For my first time? Yeah, thank you. hate for this to be a monologue. I was hoping that it would be at least a dialogue, at least a couple. But I'm not even able to get these phone lines. If I can get these phone lines working, then we'll be able to state the confusion. Okay. Then we'll be able to add more people. Children of Soul, thank you for joining me here. And maybe you can help me out. I added you today as a friend, and I'm not really sure how to get my phones working. So if you don't mind sometime, if you get a chance, drop by and or ship me a note or something and give me some ideas to how to get the phone lines working. I've tried, and I'm not able to facilitate the phone lines, and that's really aggravating to me. But life goes on, you know. Let's see, we're out of phone lines, as a matter of fact. Let's see, we'll try it again. See if I can get the phone line working. I don't think I can, but you never know. We'll give it another try. You can give me a call at 347-945-7040, and we'll see if we can get this phone line working again, okay? And if not, then I'll just, yeah, what state are you in? I was wondering. Welcome back, J.J. Walker. And we'll be working, like I said, we'll be working on the phone lines. And Children of Soul, I don't know if you can hear me, if you're buffering. And Brother T, I want to thank you. We'll get with you, Brother T. That's my oldest son. And we'll be talking with him from time to time, and definitely the Walker family. We're going to be talking to you guys, you know that, because I want to find out what's going on with the reunion and what it's all about and what town it is in and how much progress has been made. And you know, if you have any reunions anywhere or any events anywhere that you want to get put out there, let me know, and we'll do the best we can to have your event be as successful as possible. You know, we'll do what we can with what limited resources that we have in making people aware, whomever we can, that you are have an event scheduled, and we'll look so forward to joining with you and whatever it is. If you know, if it fits within the context of this show, then we will be more than happy to celebrate with you in whatever your endeavors are. Because, like I say, the point of this show is for us to come together and join forces and improve our community. Since, you know, we can see without a doubt that there aren't those people who have a tremendous interest in improving our community. Therefore, the community improvement is going to come upon us as individuals to join together and form coalitions that would be that would have the capability of initiating some endeavors that would assist us in reaching whatever the levels of accomplishment that we have the capacity to reach. And so that's what this initially is. That's what it's all about. And we'll be working on it. And as soon as my time is up, I don't want to give up now. I'll just keep communicating with you until my time is up. And, again, if you can give me a call. Dang, it's got my number here and everything. Host is on air. That is really crazy. But anyway, if you get a chance and you can hear me, give me a call at 347-945-7040, and we will do our best to get you on. I don't know what it is that's not allowing me to get you on the air. I'm going to do some things here and see if this will assist me. But anyway, we'll be working very diligently and committed and determinedly, is that a good word? Anyway, we'll be working real hard to get you on the air just as soon as possible, because I really want to hear this. You are what this thing is all about, you know, and it's an opportunity. It's a meeting place, really, for aware that people who have an interest in improving our community as a whole and don't have any reservations about joining forces with other groups who have a positive message, then this is where we'll meet, you know. Thank you so much, Running Rose. You're making this excellent experience for me, even though I'm having a tremendous amount of difficulties. But we're going to continue to work on this thing and see what we can do with it. And you know, if need be, as soon as I get out there, I'm going to get with the whomever I may be able to contact with Blog Talk Radio, and I'm sure that they've assisted me in the past, and I'm sure that they don't have a problem assisting me now. I've seen this happen before on the chat site that I frequent, and I thought it was easy because the individuals that I saw do this thing, I thought, oh, this is so easy. And once you get it in your hands, or at least me, then it's not as easy as I had anticipated that it would be. However, regardless to the difficulty involved with it, I intend to at least be able to have some calls next time. And if you're hearing me and if you want to, give me a call at 347-945-7040, and we'll do our best to get you on the air. And dang, I don't know why this thing won't do it, but I'll learn as time goes on. Anyway, some of the other issues, one of the other things that I wanted to bring up or discuss with you was some information that I got. I can't remember where I got this information from, but it was about a guy in Seattle. It says, Seattle's Latino community is stung by newly released video. This is a story that's been in the past couple weeks, but it's exemplary to me of the reasons that I feel we need to join forces and adequately address the impediments involved in all of us achieving whatever our fullest potential is. And not only for us adults, but very definitely for the children. You know, I have grandchildren. I've been blessed with them. And whatever I can do or contribute to them and their ability to be more functional, more fully developed. Whatever I can do for them is what I'm going to be about, and I'm sure that you feel the same way about your family members. Anyway, Seattle's Latino community is stung by a new release video showing Seattle police officer apparently stomping a Latino man during a robbery investigation at El Centro de la Raza. Workers gathered Friday to watch the April 17th incident. It says, a quote is, "I'm disgusted that this would happen to one of our own, because when police officers put a young person and beat them down on the street, they may as well be beating all of us down." That's unquote now. And that was said by Enrique Gonzalez. And I'm in total agreement with that. Again, quote, "I'm disgusted that this would happen to one of our own, because when police officers put a young person down, I'm sure, and beat them down on the street, they may as well be beating all of us down." And that's unquote by Enrique Gonzalez. And I feel that pain of a person who is innocent of any crime, but has severe consequences perpetrated against them for whatever reason. It says the hate that is going on around is unacceptable, and we should demand more from the police department, unquote, says Hilda Magana. And I'm in total agreement with that. more accountability from the police department. It's not enough to say, oh, I'm sorry I beat you. Oh, I'm sorry you're hurt. Oh, I'm sorry I made a mistake. There needs to be either some more training or something. There needs to be something done in law enforcement community that would encourage these guys to get things right. And these are some of the issues that we're going to be addressing as we go into other episodes of this program. Here's another quote from that same incident, quote, they are racially profiled and then the comments. That is just outrageously racist, said, unquote, said El Centro Executive Director Estela Ortega. Ortega has a call in to Seattle Interim Police Chief John Diaz, who is Latino, and is asking for a response from Mayor Mike McGinn. Diaz spoke to reporters late Friday. Here's another quote. Let me make this clear. Anytime the use of racial slur, there's no excuse for it in any way, shape, or form, said Diaz. The chief says he hasn't seen the tape yet because if officers are disciplined, he'll be the one to do it. He says he wants to be careful about how he considers the evidence. Diaz is one of the nine candidates for the permanent police chief job who will be meeting with a citizens committee on Saturday. The Latino Bar Association of Washington called the officers' action an outrage and voiced its displeasure that it took 19 days for this information to go public. Another quote is the Seattle Police Department's three sentence statement, especially saying it's aware of possible officer misconduct and an internal investigation is underway. It's not a sufficient explanation, said the Latino Bar Association in a press release. So, I mean, you know, these incidents seem to be, more sporadic, but they are consistent. They continue to happen, and the police departments continue to provide us with excuses or whatever their reasons are for these incidents to occur. And they're happening not in communities, in a community, for instance, in Seattle, a community, say, for instance, in Houston, a community in Los Angeles. And by virtue of the fact that these communities aren't necessarily in close proximity to each other, and the incidents are spread out throughout a time span of maybe a year or whatever, then we're not connecting the dots. And I think that individuals in all our communities somehow need together somewhere. Hey, Nancy, how you doing? Thank you for joining me. I hope you can hear me. I was hoping to get this phone line straight, but if I don't get it straight today, I promise you, by next week, I will get this phone line straight. And I guarantee you, we're gonna make this thing happen one way or another. Because, and it's the reason that I'm so determined is because, to me, there's not a better time than right now for us to take our rightful place as citizens in the United States of America in addressing issues that have been ignored far too long. And people want to bring up, your harping, your ragging, or whatever it is. Well, had these issues been resolved previously, there wouldn't be anything for us to say. There wouldn't be anything in the news media, in the newspapers, and there wouldn't be anything on radio or on television, or print or whatever. But by virtue of the fact that these incidents continue, and for instance, Tashawn Bell, Abner Louima, the young lady that was in California that was her life was ended for no particular reason. The young lady that was in, I think, Detroit, Michigan, 7 years old, and I wanted to especially recognize her and offer prayers and empathy for her family. 7 years old, her life taken away from her, and by a mistake. I mean, how do you exchange a mistake for a seven-year-old's life? I mean, to me, that's totally irrational. It just reeks of incompetence and an assumption that everyone should just be satisfied with those excuses. Like I say, one of the things that hopefully this program will do will be provide a facility, a place where that we can get together and have a discussion as to some of the things that we might be able to do to address some of these issues that are causing problems for us in our communities, you know. And so as I get more familiar with Blog Talk Radio, and as this show continues, and I hope that you will give me another chance, and I beg for your forgiveness for not having it up to par this time. But I just wanted to get on the air this time, and I thought I had everything lined out. I thought there wouldn't be a problem with taking phone calls, so forth and so on. But it unfortunately didn't work that way for me. Murphy's Law happened. If it can go wrong, it did go wrong. So we'll be looking forward, and I hope you are as well, because I guarantee you will understand as this thing goes along that you are the most significant aspect of what this thing's all about. You know, and I got, like I say, my friends there, the Walkers there, and Nancy, their brother and sister there in the metro area. Brother T out in the on the West Coast, and I have another friend that he's not. I don't know if he's in here or not. It may be brother the Children of Soul, brother Harris, T. R. Harris from down around the metro area also. And you know, as time goes along with this, you know, hopefully we'll be able to harness the energies and that we all have. And come up with some solutions, not just a rehash of the problems. You know, that's what I seem to hear no matter where I go, no matter who I talk to, someone saying, you know, did you see where they did this to that little girl? Did you see where this happened? Did you see where that happened? You know, continually. And we have discussions about the things that have already occurred. So what's the next phase? The next phase is formulating coalitions and constituencies in all of the states and internationally as well, because hopefully there will be some international figures joining us. I mean, international individuals, people from all over the world that will be joining us here on Blog Talk Radio on this particular show. I was trying to think of the name of my show. I can't remember. But anyway, on this particular show, there will be some people joining us. And does it say? Yes, the next phase with Ice and Friends. And Ice is me. It's just a nick that I've gotten online that I gave myself. It was the reason that I got that nick was because of a group. I used to have a record shop back in the 80s. And there was a group that had maybe one or two hits called Black Ice, BlackIce, and I switched it around a little bit and claimed it, and it's BlackIcz. But anyway, that's how I got the nick. And so you don't have to identify yourself by name unless you choose to. You know, if you choose to be anonymous in a way, but you have something positive to offer, then you can rest assured that I will do everything in my power to make sure that whatever it is you're thinking or feeling gets prominently displayed on the internet through Blog Talk Radio and on this particular venue. The next phase, okay? because we are moving to the next phase. You know, to me, one of the first phase initially is, you know, you experience something. You know, for instance, cold or heat or a change. You know, and there were people who, you know, there were no words to describe it. There were, you know, you were feeling real good because there was no difference in, you know, it was no cold, no hot. Then one thing either occurred, either hot or cold. And so you recognized it. And if it was cool, then you began to make something that would cover you and keep you warm. So that was the next phase of discovery. You know, first you realize, the next you compensate it. And, you know, then, you know, you begin to understand that there was a certain pattern. And so, you know, discovery, a realization, an initiation of a plan to address whatever that discomfort was. And we've had our discovery, and now, you know, we're contemplating a plan to be able to address some of these issues that I think we all have in common. And as that goes along, then we, you know, hopefully you join hands across the band, literally. Anywhere from the United Kingdom to Hong Kong, Asia, to Finland, Sweden, to Spain, to Germany, wherever, and all over the United States. You know, anywhere from Chile to Mexico to Canada. You know, it doesn't make a difference because, you know, as I understand, I mean, you know, I was listening to people who were in Australia. And there's a show, Andrea, I can't remember what Andrea's nickname is, or her, the name of her show is, but I listened to it one day, and she was discussing some of the problems that they had in Australia, the Aboriginal people. Aboriginal, in other words, the original people in Australia. And the struggles that they went through there, were, I could relate to them here. Although I didn't experience them, I could feel literally the same anxiety, the same anguish, the same desire for resolution. And it was an interesting thing for me. And then I have discussions with people who are first generation in Canada, for instance. And they have stories that are similar to the stories that I have. There are any number of individuals in this world who have stories similar. And how we address those stories, I think, is going to be very similar, you know. And like I say, once that I'm able to get this thing down a little bit better, where I can hear the ideas and the concerns that people have, regardless of where they are, then we, you know, I personally. You know, my grandmother, and I'll introduce this, and Nancy and I were talking about this earlier today, and we were talking about some of the sayings that we had, and JJ, I know, you know, we all know we went, hey, ladies down south, I hope you can you hear me? Ladies down south, I be dang. How you doing? Glad you're here. Running roast, thank you. I'm just a reflection of the generations that I've been privileged to be exposed to and the people that I've been privileged to associate with, a dim reflection. But Nancy and I were talking about, and I know ladies down south now, we have conversations all the time. We're talking about the sayings that got us through. The when there looked like there was no hope and no promise. The old folks always had a little saying that they give you that would get you through a little bit further. And one of the sayings that my grandmom had was, nothing beats a failure but a try. And so we continue to strive. We continue to invest. We continue to be positively motivated you know, because we know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, we are the tunnel, and we are the light. And I can only say with a reasonable amount of confidence, you know, that we will do this, no matter whether it's me, whether it's you, somebody, we're going to do this thing. And like I say, my oldest son, I don't know if he can hear me out there in Cali, but, you know, he was talking about already, he's going to do him a thing, a show, and he as a matter of fact, he's a Christian rapper, licensed minister out there in California. I don't like to brag about them kids, but because they don't brag about me. But anyway, we just, we'll be meeting here every Thursday until something happens, and hopefully I'll get old brother T to host the show for me sometime, or maybe Sister Nancy or somebody, or maybe even Running Rose might submit to hosting the show. Maybe Ladies Down South might host the show for me, you know, because like I say, this thing is about you and us, and you know, it's about I can go back to my great-grandmother. That's as far back as I can go. But I heard stories about her mom, so that'd be my great-great-grandmother. And so from her, from that great-grandmother, grandmother, mother, me, children and grandchildren. And what this is all about is the grandchildren. And no matter whatever else happens, you know, I have to stand up and make some effort to ensure a better future for my grandchildren, you know, because my grandparents, my great-grandparents, they couldn't do it for me for whatever reason. And my mom, I was raised by a single parent, female head of household. She couldn't do it, couldn't stand up like that for me, you know. So I got mine, and you got yours, and we're going to do the best we can. Listen, can you hear me now? Can you hear me, Brother T? Can you hear me, dude? Can you hear me? God dog it, dude, talk to me, man. Dang it. Can you hear me, dude? I'm sitting there seeing you typing in the room. Ah, stop it, Running Rose. I'm not, hey, this is all about, it's about fun, you know, tears of joy. That's what we're all about. I guarantee you, this is about tears of joy, you know. Ah, shoot, I thought I was typing in the room and I wasn't. Yay. Oh, that's okay. No problem. You're responding to me, dude. I'll give you a call after I get off the air here. Give you a call, man. I want to give you a call here in a minute. Okay, so no problem. But anyway, it's getting close to me. I got 20 seconds to go. So this is my first show. I did ran my mouth for an hour. And I want to say thank you so much. God bless you. And we are going to do this thing again sometime. Look forward to seeing you again. Thank you so much for joining me here. Running Rose, thank you so much. Lady Down South, J.J. Walker, Delightful T, Children of Soul, and Brother T. Love y'all. God bless, and we'll talk to you again very, very soon. What's your number, Running Rose? You got my email address, so give me a call. 1 minute left, and I'll be out of here. And this is my first inaugural show, which is May the 20th, 2010. Thank you so much for joining me. God bless. God bless you and your families. And and we'll be talking to you as God allows us to, okay? Anyway, with that, I'm waiting. I'm just waiting. She's counting down. This lady is counting down. She's like 20 seconds, 50 seconds. Love you, son. God bless you. Love you. Oh, thank you, Delightful T. I didn't know you could hear it. Nah, you the bomb, son. You the bomb. You make my bomb blow, brother. That's what it's all about. 10 seconds, and I'm out of here. Can you believe it? One whole hour. 5 to 6 p.m. Thursdays. Join me again next week, please. I think that's the 27th. Be looking forward to seeing you here. I'm just waiting to see how they're going to end me. Show is on, but not streaming. Oh, okay, I see. That's how they do it. Okay. One, okay. Hello. Hello, but not streaming. Okay.